Bruno Mars, Treasure. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. So yesterday we went to a big box store because we grocery shop on Sundays typically. And so yesterday was Sunday and not all stores were open because it was Easter.
Sure.
And not all restaurants were open, which I completely respect that. And I have no issue.
I love
the fact that as you're driving around, you see, oh, well, that store's not open because it's Easter. So I was thrilled that we were limited on where we could go. But so in the grocery shopping, we were at this store and I said, you know what? I need to get nail clippers. When's the last time you bought nail clippers?
I don't know.
Okay, so usually it's something that lasts for years and years and years and years.
Oh, yeah.
So my nail clippers broke, and so I had a pair that were broken, and I had to keep putting them back together. And I finally decided, you know what? I'm just going to buy another set of nail clippers.
I don't know. You know, it's none of my business about your specific financial situation at your home. I don't know what you make. I don't know what Gary gets from retirement. But I will say, I think you've got enough money to buy some nail clippers, you tightwad.
I know. It wasn't even that. It was like just a matter of, okay, when am I ever in a store that has them? I'm not going to go to a store.
Probably you can get them at a gas station.
Probably. Yeah. But it was just kind of, you know, I didn't think about it, whatever. So yesterday, I'm walking through the store where I think, you know, it's like I'm walking by the shampoo and the lotions.
Health and beauty
aid
stuff.
And so I'm walking around and I was like, where are the nail clippers? It's been so long since I have had to buy nail clippers. I couldn't even think of which section nail clippers would be in.
Wouldn't it be near the nail polish?
Yes. And so that finally clicked with me.
Your nail clippers clicked.
Yeah. So I go over there. And man, there's quite an assortment of nail clippers.
I don't want them, but the side cutter ones.
Oh, yeah, they had those.
Those are interesting.
And then they have some that look like tools that you would have in a toolbox, and then some that look like medical, like clippers. You know,
yeah.
I was like, I just want some basic
nail
clippers.
Those are probably for dogs.
Well, maybe. But I've gotten pedicures before and manicures, so I know some of those tools are ones that professionals use. And
they look like
tiny
little side cutters for cutting cuticles.
I should not. Like, some of them look like wire cutters.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I'm not using those on myself because I'd probably cause more damage than good. But
have you not ever used wire cutters on a bad toe?
No.
You've never done that?
No, I have not.
You got to get the small ones though, Russ, you'll actually cut your toe. Yeah, I had an ingrown toenail once and I sort of kind of cleaned them up, put a little alcohol on them and ran a cigarette lighter under them and then wiped them off. Anyway, I did cut my toenail out.
So do you think that maybe the way you cut your toenails might have caused the ingrown toenail?
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I try to be careful with them. But anyway, whole point of the matter was I walked through the store like, where are nail clippers? And I found them. And then there's so many to choose from. And yeah, I wanted to get the ones that were like reasonably priced. I didn't want to get the most expensive. But then I realized, okay, for a dollar or two more, I'm going to get some that are name brand and they have been around my whole life. So I spent,
let me guess, that name brand was Goody.
No.
Really?
No, it wasn't. But I spent $3 on the nail clippers. So why am I even having a conversation with myself as I look at, I mean, the most expensive to the cheapest? I don't even know. But
again, I don't know your financial situation.
It was less than $10 probably for any of them. And I was like, which one should I? Well, yes. There were some that are the big toenail clippers and then the fingernail clippers. The toenail clippers, those things, that's bigger than clippers than I've used before. So I was like, I don't know if I could use those big ones. I think I just need, it was like a whole dilemma for me in the nail clipper section. I was like, what do I do? Which ones do I get?
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, if anybody ever says, you know, have you listened to Brian and Trisha? And they're like, oh, what do they talk about? And they're like, well, today it was all about nail clippers. This is quality entertainment, folks.